Well, I want to start by saying a couple words, Ken, about his vision. You know, when people talk about leadership, they talk a lot about vision. And I think partly Jesus is the greatest leadership role model of all time because he had the greatest vision of anybody who ever lived. And just as a matter of historical truth, it captivated more imaginations and has inspired more devotion and has led more people to sacrifice more time, more effort, more energy, and even their lives than any other vision that has ever been promoted. So I want to say a word about kind of what that vision was and why it still changes the world. And then what does that mean for us to try to lead like Jesus? And I want to start with a question. And I'd like to ask you to take, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds to try to answer it. Turn to the person next to you and answer this question. If you had to say, what is the gospel that Jesus came to preach? What's the gospel that Jesus himself came to tell people about? How would you answer that question? Now, this sounds like a simple question, but a lot of people, even a lot of people who have been around churches, even a lot of leaders around churches have a hard time giving the answer that the Bible actually does. So, let me just read a few passages from Scripture, and then we'll come back to it. At the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, Mark says, after John was put into prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news. That's the gospel, the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. And then when he chose his disciples, the people that were going to follow him and become leaders, it says in Luke 8, verse 1, after Jesus had chosen them, he traveled about from one town to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And then when he sent them out to do his work, to proclaim his message, it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. And then after he rose from the dead, he spoke to the disciples about one topic. It says he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Now, if you were going to say what the gospel of Jesus was about in one phrase, what would that one phrase be? The kingdom of God. The good news, Jesus' vision was simply this, that the kingdom of God has now become available for ordinary human beings to live in, and you can live in it now if you want.